rocking at the Reno Club, her bass, she kept time. Crazy little women at the corner of by Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou, and McShann. Parker, President, Biggie, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Welcome to an archive edition of 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. I'm your host, Pete Weber, and this week we take you back to 2010 to celebrate the birthdays of jazz harpist Dorothy Ashby and singer Tony Bennett with our special guest, Michael O'Shiver. The gang plays Sing, 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 and we learn some new lyrics for Bennett's classic, I Left My Heart in San Francisco. It all happens this week on 12th Street Jump.
And now, please welcome your 12th Street Jump host, Pete Weber. Yes. Whoa.
All right, it's another Saturday night. How's everybody feeling? All right, sounds good to me.
Well, Peter, Pumpkin Eater.
Yes?
You barely made this show.
Oh, that, if
where
that
were
ain't the truth.
Where are you coming from? You rushed in here all flustered and breathless.
I literally, 10 minutes ago, just walked off the stage. We're doing a show, a theater show, and it is part of a Fringe Festival. And yeah, I kill myself, and I just died 20 minutes ago, and here I am jazzing it up. But it's called the Fringe Festival. It's just a celebration of all the arts, music, dance, spoken word, theater, all of it.
In Kansas City.
Yes, and they have them all over. So wherever you're listening, please get out there and support the arts, because the other 99.5%, you know, not the Kenny G's or the George Clooney's, but the other 99.5% are working hard, I guarantee you.
Well, you know, tonight we are celebrating extraordinary artists. We're celebrating the music of the iconic vocalist Tony Bennett and jazz harpist Dorothy Ashby.
Yeah, you know, I could never be a harpist.
Why not? Fingers too short.
No, car's too small.
Speaking of small, here's an Oscar Pettiford tune Count Basie recorded for Pablo Records without his big band. Here's Joe, Mike, and Tyrone with Blues in the Closet.
Thank you.
This week, we celebrate the birthday of jazz harpist Dorothy Ashby. Growing up in Detroit, Dorothy came by her jazz roots naturally. Her father, guitarist Wiley Thompson, played jam sessions with musicians he'd invited over to the house while Dorothy comped on the family piano.
Dorothy was introduced to the harp in high school, where her fellow musicians' students included jazz greats Donald Byrd, Gerald Wilson, and Kenny Burrell. After studying piano and music education in college, Dorothy graduated to the lively Detroit jazz scene.
Ashby landed gigs with two great band leaders, Louis Armstrong and Woody Herman. In 1962, she was selected in Downbeat's annual poll of best jazz performers. She crossed over from jazz to pop in the late 1960s with the help of soul singers Bill Withers and Stevie Wonder. Dorothy's harp chops can be heard on albums by Dionne Warwick, Diana Ross, Earth, Wind, and Fire, and Barry Manilow.
We're going to celebrate Dorothy Ashby's birthday and play some of the songs that she brought to the jazz harp. To get that done, we've scoured the countryside for a great jazz harpist, only to find one right here in Kansas City. That would be this week's special guest, Michael O'Shiver.
Welcome to 12th Street, Michael.
Oh, it's such a great honor. Wow, back on 12th.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, we're talking about Dorothy Ashby. Do you remember the first time she got into your ear?
She got into my ear, but it was on a 25-hour drive to Lawrence, Kansas from Miami, where I got involved with Dick Wright, who turned me on to the beautiful work of Dorothy Ashby.
Wow, that's a long drive. Now, the harp, where does that lie in the food chain of instruments?
Big, heavy.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean big and heavy. Next is the organ, you know, it's bigger and heavier. Grand piano, we're just naked. Stripped down, you know. We're ready to go. But you know, it's like the king of the, is the organ. Might I say, what is the next most complex instrument to the organ is the harp.
All right, then that means...
We call that the queen.
Yeah, that means you're the man.
Thank you, dear.
All right, well, let's get you playing. So, hey, Joe, what song do we have to start off?
Dorothy Ashby recorded this tune as part of her Afro-harping recording. This is a Freddie Hubbard composition called Little Sunflower.
Thank you.
Michael O'Shiver.
Sing, 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 sing. Everybody start to sing. Some get stuck, that's gotta sting. Practice to become the king. What's the point of worry? Just sing, sing, sing.
Now, as y'all know, jazz is all about improvising. And here on 12th Street Jump, everybody's into jazz. Now, it's true, some of us don't play instruments like Mike, Tyrone, Joe, and Michael, but we can improvise all the same. Why don't you start us off, David?
Pete, 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 always on my aching feet.
Being here is quite a treat.
I think Pete is really sweet.
Yo, let's try to keep the beat.
Pete, Pete, Pete.
Y'all get the idea? Kinda. All right, y'all get it. Now, we're going to take your suggestions, so I'm going to ask y'all to just shout out your name, and we're going to pick one of them, and we're just going to rhyme on it until someone misses. Now, no repeats.
Just Pete's.
Just Pete's, that's right. So, there's only going to be one of us left, and that'll be the champion at the end. So, ready, guys?
Sure you will.
All right, let's start. Shout out your name. I heard Bill. Bill is the name we're going with.
Bill.
It's
going to
go Nedra, David, then me.
Here we go. Bill, 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 gonna sing about the bill.
Went to the drugstore, got a pill.
The ladies say he is really a thrill.
Bill and me, we like to chill.
He said he won't, but I know he will.
Kinda weird, cause he's got a gill.
I think their movie's called Kill Bill.
He loved his sister, but he had to kill. Had to.
I thought the game was over until... I think we had a repeat.
No!
What?
No,
Bill.
We had a flip-flop.
Oh, Bill. I don't think we had a flip-flop.
Okay.
Judges? Audience? I see a lot of thumbs down. Nedra's out, so it's going to be David and I. So, shout out your names. Joe! Joe! We'll go with Joe. All right, it's going to go David and then me.
Joe, 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 Joe. Here's a song about old Joe.
You know the dude with the afro.
You know his feet, they glow.
And he plays piano.
He's got a boat that he row.
On down to 12th Street Jump Show.
Ooh! Went uptown, said no mo.
Hey David, how do you know?
You didn't call me out for mo?
I was trying. Hey, I thought we were having a good time up here.
Huh?
Hey, we were all having a good time, right?
You're just trying to win.
Hey, I got.
You're just trying to win.
I got
man.
Irene.
Irene's
so mad that I didn't use her name.
Sing, 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 sing. Everybody do your thing. Some get stuck, that's gotta sting. What's the point of worrying? Back with me, you'll try again. Sing, sing, sing.
Oh, too cool. We hope you stay real close, because we're going to be right back with more 12th Street Jump. We'll be right back. Hey, and we're back on 12th Street Jump Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. Happy birthday goes out this week to a man often described as one of the best saloon singers who ever lived. Talking about Tony Bennett. He was born Anthony Dominic Benedetto on August 3rd, 1926. He grew up in New York City, where he started singing at an early age. After serving in World War II, Tony came home and signed with Columbia Records, where he recorded his signature hit, I Left My Heart in San Francisco, 1962.
Tony Bennett was just getting started when rock and roll changed music forever, but his legions of fans continued to sing his praises. A new generation joined that group in the late 80s, after Tony's son encouraged him to perform on a brand new medium. MTV.
Yeah, that's even when they still played music on that channel. You know, Tony Bennett has sold more than 50 million records worldwide. He's an accomplished painter under the name Benedetto, with works on permanent public display in major galleries and museums. But most important, he knows how to sing a song. And here's another cat who knows how to sing a song. Here's David Bassey.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when my world is cold, I will feel a glow thinking of you and the way you look tonight. Yes, you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you just the way you look tonight. With each word, a tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh that wrinkles your nose touches my foolish heart. You're lovely. Never, ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Until you hear from me, pay no attention to what's said. Why people tear the seam off anyone's dream.
it's over my head. Do nothing till you hear from me. At least consider our romance. If you should take the words of others you've heard, I won't have a chance. It's true, I've been seen with someone new. Does that mean I've been untrue? Though we're apart, the words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. A kiss may cloud my memory. Another's arms may hold us real. Do nothing till you hear from me. And you never will. Joe Cartwright. Ty Clark, do nothing till you hear from me. Pay no attention to what's said. Why people cherish the seam off anyone's dream. It's over my head. Please do nothing till you hear it from me. At least consider our romance. If you should check the word of others you heard, I won't have a chance. It's true, I've been seen with someone new. Does that mean I've been untrue? Though we're apart, the words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memory. Another's arms may hold a thrill. Do nothing till you hear. Oh, do nothing you hear from me. Yeah, you never will.
David Bassley on some Tony Bennett tunes.
And now, as a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. Now, if you folks who didn't make Chelsea's guest list think that you had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
Say bye-bye, Tony Hayward.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You lost that leadership role.
Bye-bye.
BP CEO is leaving.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. He's lost that leadership role.
Bye-bye.
He's lucky he's going to Russia instead of going down that leaky hole.
The View had on Obama, yeah. And Hasselbeck tried to dump him. The View had on Obama. Liz Hasselbeck tried to dump him. But you know, Baba Wawa got all flustered, and Whoopi tried to hump him.
The court blocked Arizona. It made the right wing frown. For now, I guess it's legal to drive there if you're brown.
Why do they call it mixed nuts when the can just has cashews?
Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
All right, y'all are in for a real treat, because here's Nedra Dixon to sing a Gershwin tune from the Tony Bennett songbook. This one's called They Can't Take That Away From Me.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that, no, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still, I'll always, always keep the memory of your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you change my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. Thank you.
like jazz. You talk like jazz. In a whisper, kind of gruff, like a hipster, hanging tough like jazz. Ooh, jazz.
If you like jazz like I like jazz, then check out this week's new CD releases. We go to the man, David Bassey.
Oh, man.
Tell us
what's
going on.
Some stuff, Pete. Curtis Fuller, one of the great jazz trombonists. He went out to Denver. He recorded with a young band. Curtis is well up in the years, but a great record. Double CD set. One is live at Dazzle in Denver. The other one's in the studio. I Will Tell Her on Capri Records. And, you know, I was thinking, Mosaic Select. I don't know if you know about that. Mosaic Select picks an artist like, say, Dexter Gordon. And then they put out a 3-CD set of all their great stuff. Carmel Jones, the great jazz trumpeter from Kansas City. On Mosaic Select, there's a great thing. You can find them online, Mosaic, and like that. And I want to tell you about Daniela Schachter is here from Italy. And Deborah Latz is here from New York City. Their album, Lifeline, it's a killer, Lifeline. And they're here to celebrate Julie's birthday. There's Julie. Take a bow, ladies.
Now, besides Tony Bennett and Dorothy Ashby, we celebrate the birthdays of some wonderful guitarists. Talking about Stanley Jordan, Kenny Burrell, and Herb Ellis. It's birthday week of Hank Jones, one of the most recorded jazz pianists of all time. Drummers celebrating birthdays include Jeff Hamilton, Terry Lynn Carrington, Billy Kilson, and Erto Morera. Let's add a couple more candles on the cake for jazz saxophonists Greg Osby, Ravi Coltrane, and the late Buddy Collette. And if that wasn't enough celebrating, how about these jazz birthdays? Father of jazz, Louis Armstrong. Godfather of vocalese, Eddie Jefferson. And the mother of all jazz vocalists, Abby Lincoln. It all happened this week in jazz.
Next week we'll celebrate Benny Carter right here with Kim Parker as our special guest. And you know, you live like jazz. And you got, oh, such class. So I tip my hat and smile. Crazy man, wow.
Y'all stay close. We'll be right back. 12th Street Jump. Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. You know, I gotta say, David, thank you for the great job on those Tony Bennett tunes. You know, aren't we lucky that he survived the rock era and made a comeback in the 90s? Yes.
I agree. You know, Tony Bennett's a national treasure. But unlike some comebacks that I hope that I never see, like another Bush in the White House.
Oh, amen to that. Oh, and how about Sarah Palin's son-in-law, Levi Johnston?
Ooh. He comes back every time there's a new issue of People magazine.
I know. I don't want to see Newt Gingrich come back either.
That's the same thing his ex-wives say. Except when he's got that check. On that note, let's come back to another great song from Tony Bennett. Here's one from the Gershwin songbook, Our Love Is Here to Stay. Oh, yeah. The dance floor is open, George.
It's very clear our love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio, man, the telephone,
the movies that we know may just be a passing fancy, and in time may go. Oh, my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies will crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay. Our love is here to stay. Gibraltar may tumble, the Rockies will crumble, they're only made of clay. Oh, our love is here, our love is here, our love is here to stay.
Special when you're singing Tony Bennett. Tony Bennett had so many great hits.
Oh, yeah.
But he'll always be known for the song he made famous, I Left My Heart in San Francisco.
Actually, you know, Nedra, that song, I Left My Heart in San Francisco, that song's been around for years.
Get out. I never heard it before, Tony.
Oh, yeah. It's an old Italian folk song, right? Old Italian folk song. Michelangelo used to sing it. Yep.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, he sang it while he was painting. I left my art in the Sistine Chapel. Up on the wall, the Pope paid me.
Yeah. Amazing.
I know it is.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big hit for Christopher Columbus, too. He sang it to Isabella the First when he got home. I left my charts on the Santa Maria, thought I was lost till Miami.
I'm feeling a little lost, too.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Or maybe, the great maybe. Italian race car driver used to sing it, since it's an old Italian folk song. My car won't start in Indianapolis. I wish I had some STP.
Oh. Mario Andretti, right? Okay, now, David. Didn't any Italian women sing the song?
I'm glad you asked me that,
Nedra. I know you are.
You mean like Sophia Loren, for example?
Oh, all right.
She might have sang it, huh? I got my part in several movies because my breasts are triple D.
You know, one more song and you'll have me convinced.
Luciano Pavarotti at Safeway. I filled my cart in San Francisco. A nice ragu and fresh tea. Where'd I go out to eat in San Francisco? Ah! The fat lady who sings his me.
Tony, if you're listening, mi dispiace.
Let's bring back Michael O'Shiver joining Nedra Dixon on her classic styling of a Helen Humes number. Too much shame and scandal in the family.
In Trinidad there lived a family with much confusion, as you will see. There was a mama, a papa, and a son who was grown. He wanted to marry, have a wife of his own. So he found a young maiden who suited him nice. He wanted to ask his papa's advice. His papa said, "Son, I gotta say no. The girl is your sister, but your mama don't know. Woe is me. Too much shame and scandal in the family. Woe is me. Too much shame and scandal in the family." The weeks went by, the son looked around. Soon the best cook on the island he found. He went to his papa to name the day. His papa looked at him, and to him he did say, "You can't marry that girl. I got to say no. The girl is your sister, but your mama don't know. Woe is me. Too much shame and scandal in the family. Woe is me. Too much shame and scandal in the family." He was dead. He found 17 girls, still wasn't wed. He go to his papa. Papa always said, "No, all these girls are your sisters, but your mama don't know." Whoa, he gets around all over this great big town. Whoa, it's me. Too much shame and scandal in the family. And bowed his head. He told his mama what his papa had said. His mama said, son, go, man, go. Your papa ain't your papa, but your papa don't know. Woe is me. Too much shame and scandal in the family. Woe is me. Too much shame and scandal in the family.
All right, here's Michael and the band to perform a Sonny Rollins hit tune recorded by Dorothy Ashby on her hip harp album. This one's called St. Thomas. That's our show.
Thanks to my co-host, Pearl McDonald, and our special guests, as well as the 12th Street Jump Band, Mike Warren on drums, Tyrone Clark on bass, and musical director Joe Cartwright at the piano. Nedra Dixon and David Bassey supplied the vocals, and Chad Mize records and masters the show. 12th Street Jump is written by Paul Seaburn and the gang, and produced by Ian York for Theater League, dedicated to enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. We'd like to thank TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR in Kansas City, the home of 12th Street Jump. If you're a sax player and you want to enter our first annual Charlie Parker Cutting Contest, check out our website at 12thstreetjump.com or the 12th Street Jump Facebook page for all the details. You could win a guest spot on our annual Salute to the Bird in August, round trip air, hotel, and a whole lot of jazz and blues fun here in Kansas City. Until next week, I'm Pete Weber, reminding you to check out the live music scene in your neck of the woods, because that's where it's always jumping.